Bloomberg offices.
Yeah.
Ken claimed nobody picked up because it was after business hours. Andy claimed nobody was in yet because they're albinos because it's still sunlight. You had to do it to an answering machine, and of course you wound up antagonizing people of albinism more than you apologize.
People who have albinism, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you say people, you put people in quotes.
Survivors of albinism.
I don't know if they're technically, I don't know if legally you can say people.
No, they are people. They are human beings.
Albinos?
They are survivors.
No, I'm talking about albinos.
Of albinism.
People.
Yes, people with albinism.
And you're not putting up your quotes. You're not putting up the little quotes.
So do you want to make your call to
the answering service?
Americans with Albinism Helpline?
It kind of went like this, where you started off apologizing and it got more offensive. That was gold.
Okay, so we're going to do it.
We are?
Yeah.
We are?
Well, you're going to
do it. Oh, I don't want to do it.
Why not?
Because I'm old now. I'm a geezer.
Oh, you don't want to say anything bad about albinism like you just did for the last 5 minutes?
What did I say? What did I say?
You said they weren't human, among other things.
I don't remember that at
all.
Yeah,
you said that we can't even call them people.
Who said that?
You said that.
You did make that same apology because this was exactly the vibe. So you don't have to call it.
All right. Thank you. There we go. The classic albinism show.
Well, this is the last time I'm doing a show while I'm tripping my ass off. That ends now.
Yeah.
That ends now because I can't even remember things I said 2 minutes earlier.
I know. Well, the DMT wasn't supposed to last this long. Should have worn off. It really should have worn off around 6:20.
You promised me they'd wear off before showtime.
It's hard to predict. It depends on whether you're on a full stomach, how much you weigh.
Last time I'm stopping off at Ken's Mushroom Garden before the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, perfect timing.
Hi, okay. Beth.
Hi, honey. Hold on. Now I'm just reviewing.
Roger Wendell Corton used to say, put your shoes on, Landau, I'm coming to get you.
Oh, yes, when I was dating Beth.
So it goes over many episodes, but yes. I used to love hearing that.
I was dating Beth, I would often leave right from here
right. To
drive into the city mm-hmm. to pick her up, to make her giggle, which is what I live for. It's like manna from heaven.
Right.
And you want to play the giggling?
Yep.
You
mean? No, you don't have to, honey. I've got it now artificial. Ken has it on a recorder. Your job, well, just like the Writers Guild is worried about, your job is being taken over, honey, by this newfound technology.
Oh, my God.
I have this giggling app now. Honey, you're off duty. You can stand down.
At ease, soldier.
At ease, soldier. Smoke them if you got them. You're off duty. I've got this app.
So, Andy, I think Beth is asking for you to recreate.
Well, at the end of these shows, when I was coming to pick her up and take her out to a free dinner, mm-hmm. which I believe was the key to my whole relationship with her.
Oh, you bought her dinners.
Me paying for dinner.
Wow. Brilliant.
I believe I would end the show with, get your shoes on, Landau. I'm coming to get you. And that you loved that, didn't you, honey?
Loved it. I miss it. I actually really miss it.
What chick wouldn't?
Yeah.
What chick wouldn't go for that?
Well, you should start doing it again, Andy.
Yeah.
And then I would arrive, and then, you know, the first thing she said?
What?
She said, buy me some new shoes.
I did not. So next week,
she wanted a new pair of shoes every time I said that.
I did not say buy me dinner.
No. Everybody else said buy me dinner. Not my girl. Not my girl.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Ken.
See you later. Oh, don't forget, next week we are doing the clip show. Looking at you, listener Paul, Aaron from Minneapolis, anybody else who's
These are people that in the past have come through with some clips?
Yeah, looking for new clips. And Andy suggested a great idea, which is that you actually record an intro to it if you can.
Yeah, tell us why it means something to you or where you were when you heard it.
Or why you think it's so gosh darn funny.
Yeah, I won't be listening. I'll be gone, 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 baby. But somebody might be listening.
Yeah, where are you going next week again?
My son Evan is looking at colleges.
Oh, yes, in California. So you're going to be in California.
And I'm going to be there. Well, I'll be missing a couple of weeks. I'm sorry. I'll be Skyping in the following week.
Yeah.
but I'm not going to tell you what hotel I'm at. And
so you're going to be
why.
In L.A. You're going to be in L.A.
You can try every hotel in L.A. if you
want. Yeah, I'll find out what hotel you're at.
You'll never find out what hotel you're at.
And don't forget, we do need clips, 1 to 10 minutes long.
And do we need any puppeteers for the puppet show?
No, we are all booked up for the puppet show on October 28th.
Are we selling tickets?
It's a go. Tickets have not gone on sale yet, but they will. It's October 28th at 7 p.m. at Monty Hall. We're doing the 7-second delay puppet slam.
Hey, why don't you just have a whole VIP section like they do in grown-up concerts now?
Have a VIP section?
People, like a two-tier kind of ticket. People pay a premium. They can come early. They can meet the puppets, get their pictures taken with the puppets.
Uh-huh.
A selfie with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be there. A selfie with you.
Why not with you?
Okay, with me. I'll be in the background.
You're co-hosting.
Yeah, okay. I'll be there, too. A selfie with us.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? A premium. A VIP tier.
It seems presumptuous to do a...
Presumptuous. I'm going to look that up as soon as we're off the air.
A VIP tier.
Yeah.
We've never done a puppet slam before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Get their picture taken with all the puppets.
That would be great, man.
$5,000 a seat.
Oh.
$5,000.
Yeah. All right. I'll think about that one.
Okay. Think about it now.
Yeah, I will. I am thinking about it now.
Okay. What's your answer?
My answer is to thank Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Yeah.
And to remind you that you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. And the answer is no. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And you know, hey, this is for old time's sake. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get your shoes on, Landau. I'm coming to get you.
Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
for 24 hours, honey, more hours with you. Walking down the street again. Spend the weekend, get it even. Treat on
the party goes on and on, and you don't even have train fare. Your last money went on dying grease for that slick hair. Hold up, wait a minute, what are you taking all the doses for? The owner of the club don't want the holes inside of his dance floor. You want more?
Mountains, nothing new.
Lead me to the mountain top. We'll work until it's time to stop. Oh, baby, you're mine, you're mine, you're walking on sunshine. And I got to tell you that you're doing fine, walking on sunshine. I've got to tell you that you're doing fine, walking on sunshine.
That's right, get there. Everybody to the sun, that's right, get there. Everybody to the sun, that's right, get there.
Yeah. I used to think maybe you love me, now baby I'm sure. Hi.
Buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo.
Keep on, keep on, walking on sunshine. is A. Virus.
Language is A. Virus.
Language is A.
Virus.
I want it. I need it. It here. In my arms.
Words are very unnecessary.
They only do harm.
I want it. I need it. It here. In my arms.
Words are very unnecessary.
They only do harm.
Bourgeoisie and the railroad. Barbie girl in a fantastic.
You
can brush
my hair.
Undress
me everywhere. Imagination. Life
is your creation.
Let your heart.
Yeah.
Let your heart.
Diamond necklace split, 2, 3, 4. The diamond necklace play the pawn, hand in hand some drummed along. Oh, whoop to a handsome man it betrothed. Out blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pit in the pendulum prong. Two, three, four. Hung velvet overtaking me. Didn't chandelier awaken me to a song dissolving the dawn. The music holocausted bow. The music all is lost for now to a muted trumpet and swore. Colonnaded ruins downward. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping, breath or child? Dove nested towers, the hour was strike the street, clipped silver moon. Carriage across the fog, two step to lamplight, cellar tune. The laughs come hard and off main sun. A glass was raised, a fire roast, the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasty. While that poured the dew or time. a choke of grief, heart hardened, I beyond belief, a broken man to chop to cry. Surf's up in board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young, and off in spring you came. I heard the one wonderful thing, a children's song.
Eu acho que não sei. Não.
It's a heartwarming song for the easily moved. The effect is all wrong, plain to see I'm not moved. As I stand in the light of a shop that is closed,
just prose. Edith Piaf said it.
Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me for the last Do or DIY of the summer schedule on WFMU. And I'm Vicky, bringing you a best of the season of Do or DIY, where last year I did it by Clicky Stars, and this year I'm just doing it by the mixes that I enjoy putting together for the show. So thank you for joining me. So we just heard a lot of things, starting off with a strangely moving Rick Astley and Blossoms live at Glastonbury, where he did a whole set of Smith songs, and really, really amazing to hear someone covering a band that don't exist anymore in a really joyful way. transforming the songs by removing Morrissey, and also just kind of making less of a separation between pop music and music that's been around for hundreds of years, which is normal to cover and change, which is what pop music will eventually do, I guess. After that, we heard a mashup by Shahar Varshal with Can Mash Up the Boogie, which mixes Bacara with DNCE and Maroon 5 and Everything But the Girl and Kelly Clarkson, which I mainly chose for the Bacara Yes Sir I Can Boogie sample, which went very nicely into Rocker's Revenge and A Cappella Sunshine, which I mixed with Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, and Shahar Varshal's Walking on Summertime, which is mixing Katrina and the Waves versus DJ Jazzy Jeff versus Los Del Rio versus Bill Withers. Oh, yes. After that, something else that from the 80s that's been redone by someone else, transformed again through time, La Luva with Enjoy the Silence from Pure Synth Covers Volume 1. Oh yes, many volumes. Which then goes very nicely with another cover of Enjoy the Silence in a very different style, Dictionary Oki. And the Dictionary Oki was people who were on the email list of Negative Land, which was called Snuggles, got together and used the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, Speaking Dictionary, with karaoke files to make Dictionary Oki. That was followed by Buttress O'Neill with Mr. Baby, which is using Madonna in the same way as Following That Skibbly Bop, with Music is the Power of Love, Madonna versus Huey Lewis in the News. And then Mark Jones with Gimme Gimme Sweet Levitating Times, which went very nicely into Julian Woods's Barbie Conduction Mix, London Improvisers Orchestra at 25 years old. At London's Café Otto on the 4th of August, doing Barbie Girl featuring Orphie Robinson and the wonderful Maggie Nichols, which went into a very different version of Barbie Girl by Norman O'Blenis, and then Carl Stone with Flints, which is made entirely from Barbie Girl. Then we had some AI from Squadalai, Kanye West doing the Beach Boys, which I mixed with Brian Wilson's Surf's Up, and then a new thing from Sheila, and Largo Dominitos, and we ended with Sparks, Edith Piaf, Said It Better Than Me. Coming up next, Angelo Badalamenti and Julie Cruz talking about working with David Lynch, which I found on a DVD extra for Twin Peaks. The segment is called Secrets from Another Place on WFMU.
I met David Lynch in 1986. At that time, he was shooting Blue Velvet. I wrote The Mysteries of Love, and they got Julie Cruz. And then he said, would you like to do the score as well? And that was the start of the relationship. As a result, Angelo, I've got this television show, and then invited me to do Twin Peaks.
Angelo is a perfectionist. He's one of the best musicians I've ever met. His music can make you cry.
Julie is such a gifted artist. She's got remarkable flexibility.
There's a dark element to all of that music, and that is from David.
David actually was the primary influence in setting, in verbalizing a mood to me. This is the keyboard that all the major themes were created for Twin Peaks. It's an old Fender Rhodes and kind of beat up. And David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard, just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out, and there's some animal sounds in the background, and you can hear the hoot of an owl, and you're in the dark woods, you know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. Slower. And I'd say, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go. He says, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we got to make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. And he'd say, well, that's it. It's very beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera, and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Angelo, oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Keep falling. Got up, gave me a big hug. He said, Angelo, that's Twin Peaks. I said, okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it. He said, Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a single note. I see Twin Peaks.
All that we've done, we've lost, we've won. All that and more. All that we've seen, we've heard, we've dreamed. All that and more. All the things you said to me, and all the times you prayed for me, the holy places we would go. I don't need to drool around, and I don't need to fool around. I'm with you till God says it's time to go. While others may have so much more to say, each street we walk on les Champs-Élysées. The frowns and all
the fears that you would soon be gone. You ignored my gaping flaws, and I see you and I'm in awe. And look outside, it's very nearly dawn. I can't believe my luck in meeting you. Hey, help me out, I can't find my left shoe.
Lily, Lily, Leopold's. day. Let me see you make a little smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Lay, lay, lay.
Just heard DJ Hero soundtrack with Bittersweet Symphony, preceded by Lay Bittersweet Lady from Totem, preceded that Sparks live at Glastonbury with All That, and starting the set off with Angelo Badalamenti and Julie Cruz, Secrets from Another Place. This has been a very nice summer place, to be on WFMU this season. I'm taking the next schedule off, which is my choice because I'm very busy. I'll have a look on my playlist to follow links to where else I'm doing things outside of the schedule. And thank you very, very much for joining me for this, whether in real time on the playlist and on the comments or in archive world in the future. See you in the future, which will always be now. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org.
Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle with her gifts of country gold. You know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
And welcome to the program. My name is Becky, and you're listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl on WFMU 91.1 FM. And I'm proud to announce that I'm here every week, every Wednesday, playing 8 to 9 p.m., playing country music for you. And I will continue to be doing that from at least now until something like sometime in May. Sorry, Ken, I don't remember the schedule, but it's something like that. Anyway, take you through the fall, the winter, and the spring as we close out the summer. I'll give up the goods. I have a new radio neighbor, which is the one and only Mr. Matt Fiveash. So the dream team is back, everybody. Blues and country, country and blues. Can you wait? I can't wait. I'm very excited about that. So a story about the records I brought tonight. I've been reorganizing my record room and putting things away and filing them and doing all of this, which I have a whole room, which is a problem in itself. It was a lot of work, and because of that, I kind of lost time to usually do my usual thing of pulling the 45s that I would bring for the evening. So instead, I just kind of did the thing where you go into your record library and you pull out a whole stack of LPs. I think I brought enough to fill an hour. I mean, I certainly can fill an hour because there's so many tracks on LPs. I know that some of these, they will be in, they won't be in alphabetical order as I play them, but they will be in the same alphabetical zone. There definitely are going to be ones that are better than others. I'll just say that because I did not have any editorial input. I just pulled them out. I love this instrumental album by Paul Evans playing steel guitar, so that was a good one. There actually were quite a few early bluegrass, kind of old-timey hillbilly type records. So we'll get to it. Let's hear first from the Delmore Brothers. You're listening to WFMU.
Makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack. Come back again, let me hear the whistle blow. You're taking the sun and leaving the rain, and I hate to see you go. Ramble down the line. Blue railroad train, leaving me here alone. You treat me good, you treat me bad, you're making me think of home. I'm longing for company. It's many miles from where I am to the only one for me. It's lonely here, waiting for the manifest. I hope the engineer is kind.